yourself tonight. Turn to Psalms 130. We'll be in Psalms 130 tonight. Psalms 130. Now, half the message will be, it's all encouragement. Half of it will really be, it all depends on how you apply it or how you accept it. And just understand that the Word of God will speak to us if we will let it tonight. All right? I again encourage you, go ahead. But it'll help us in revival. But it'll help us more tonight. Of course, anything that we do good or try to get closer to the Lord will help during revival. But I want us to start tonight. We'll never see May until we get through this evening. We may not see the month of May. You understand that the Lord could come, the trumpet would sound at any moment, and He'd come in the air for us. I mean, it's that close. I like what Brother Rick said. There's not even a paper thickness between us and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's right here. And He's coming for me. I hope He's coming for you. And when He calls, I'm gone. And I'm looking forward to that. But until then, we look at the Scripture, and we find our help in the Scripture. We find our direction. There's places that it's pure salve. You know that there's places in the Scripture just pure salve. I mean, it just coats you, feels so good. Is that not true? Some of the Scripture just makes you feel so good, and it just makes you feel like that. I mean, it's better than being gay or anything. It's good. It makes you feel good. All right? And then there's some that gets caught. You get caught in your throat when you try to swallow it. When you try to handle it. And then there's some that'll sneak up on you. There's some that you can read and you'll be going, oh, that's wonderful. And then it'll read, oh my goodness. And it'll just hammer you right hard. And then there's some that'll expose you. Some of the Scripture exposes us to what we truly are. But every time I found that He exposes us for what we are, He won't leave us hurting. He'll expose us for what we are, and then He'll put a patch on. And that's just the way you can't be the way He does us. He treats us like we're children. You know, He treats us just like He loves us. Just like He's going to take care of us. Just like He's going to give us everything that's necessary. That's the way He treats us. And it's amazing that He treats us like that. All right? So let's go to prayer. Then we're going to look at the psalm tonight. Father, I come. Lord, again, You're so great to us. And Lord, I appreciate people standing praising the Lord, and people standing and with needs and sharing and then expressing burdens. God, if we come to Your house, we come one for another, Lord. We exhort and encourage one another. And Lord, this is so helpful. Lord, help us to pay attention to how You direct things. God, we need You tonight. Lord, I know I'm a wretch. I can't do nothing by myself. So if You'd cleanse me and help me to preach the way You want me to tonight, I can't do it myself. Lord, with You would empower me. And Lord, I know Your Word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, as it goes forth tonight, I pray that it might have free course. And Father, I pray just now that we all might be attentive, and Lord, that we might be honest with ourselves. And we're going to thank You and praise You for all that You do. Please touch us fresh with Thy power. In Jesus' name, and amen. Well, we again look at the Psalms, and this is a positive Psalm. It may not seem like it when we go looking at it, but it is a positive Psalm. And you got to have a negative side to it before you get any power out of it. So we'll look at it like that, all right? But it's another song of degrees. Song of degrees, or some people call it the song of ascent. as they would ascend into the temple to worship, and that's what most scholars will say that these psalms was what they would sing when they was going to worship, or what the priest would quote or sing if when they was going into the temple. But they would recite it. I reckon they was getting in shape to go worship. Is what they was doing. And we could take some lessons from that. If we look at the scripture and do that on the way to the house of God, maybe get up in the morning on Sunday morning a little earlier, and maybe read your Bible just a little bit, and use that before we come into the house of the Lord to worship. Might help us a little bit, just an idea. But that's what it appears like they've done here. But when I look at Psalms 130, it's kind of different psalm in some ways. It's really a repentant psalm. It's a psalm that deals with repentance, deals with sin. If you want to mark this in your Bible, you can. But if you'll go back, and there's seven psalms really that's really directed to sin. Maybe highlights it or help there, however you want to look at it. But Psalm 6. Psalms 32 and Psalms 38, Psalms 51, Psalms 103, and then Psalms 143, and then the Psalms 130. And that's where we're at tonight. And it deals with sin. But it deals with four simple things. We're going to look at it tonight. I'm going to try to get it out of here if I can get it for you tonight. But we're looking at four things in this psalm, and we're going to see if we can't find it right readily. It's going to be forgiveness. It'll be repentance, it'll be forgiveness, it'll be patience, and it'll be confidence. And the end part ought to be encouraging to you. Now, nobody is encouraged when it comes to repentance. We're not encouraged there, but we can be after. We're not encouraged to do it, but we will be encouraged after. Do you understand? When we find repentance and forgiveness, and then He gives us patience and confidence, we can walk away from here again tonight in victory if He'll let us. Well, it ain't got that. That ain't it. See, that's how we think. Boy, if He'll let me do that. He's not stopping us from doing anything. We can walk away in victory if we will, not if He'll let us. Do you understand that tonight? A lot of times we put how would you say, we put a rope on something that's not necessary. We're free in the Lord. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. And His Scripture is not binding. Though it's binding as truth, it don't bind me up. You understand? It's binding in that it's true, and I must agree, but it don't tie me up in a knot and make me uncomfortable. I can work that part out and be comfortable with what God says. Y'all understand that tonight? I believe that. So let's look here at the psalm. We're going to look at a couple of things here. And to think about sin or forgiveness, repentance in some way, them psalms I just told you, you can go back and read them later on. Let's read the psalms here on Psalms 130. Now, I also want you to notice something. This morning, we preached out of Psalms, and we really attacked the enemy that was from without, the things that come to us and the circumstances that we get in. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Like David was against the Philistines and the children of Israel, and that was the enemy without. And there's things that we face without that comes against us, and the circumstances and the dark places in life. And that's where we was this morning, and the Lord was on our side. Y'all remember that this morning. Well, this psalm here in 130 is not about the outward enemy. It's the inward enemy. It's what's on our inside. This morning, it's what's on the outside that we face day by day out in the world and out with him. But this is what we face in truth in our closet when we're by ourselves. When nobody's around, when we're driving alone in a car, or we're sitting on the porch, or we're sitting in the recliner, whatever the case may be, this part works on the inside. And that's where we find this here tonight. So let's start there with them things in mind. And let's look here at Psalms 130. It says, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. See, we're not looking at the outward enemy. We're not looking at the armies that come to fight us, or the people that will abuse us or accuse us. We're not looking at the discouragements and the trials and the crosses and the things that we bear. What we're looking at here is what we have inside that we don't like to deal with. Now, if you go back and you read some of them other Psalms about where the Lord didn't deal with us according to our iniquities, and then Psalm 51, David's great Psalm of repentance, and Psalm 6 and Psalm 32, when you go back and you read them later, how sin is dealt with. But now here, it's right inside. It's right inside. And that's what we want to look at. It says, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. I believe this morning, maybe we had, 8 verses this morning? And now we have 8 verses here. It's amazing, ain't it? And they'll just add right up here, right easy. So let's look at the first 2 verses just for a moment. Out of the depths. He's not talking about, again, the trouble, the trial, but the things that's on the inside. It don't say what sin it is. Now this ain't when he's with Bathsheba. That's Psalm 51. This ain't the sins of that. But can I tell you, David's like everybody else. There's not one place that there's sin. There's big sins that we count or we call big sins. Then there's everyday things that we ignore. There's everyday things that we neglect. There's some things that we try to hide in our everyday life that we don't want to get shut of. Maybe we hide them. Maybe we just forget them. But nevertheless, they're there. And it hinders us. And it's done waited on David so long that now he's calling out and saying, out of the depth have I cried. He said, out of the depth have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Can I tell you tonight that the weight of sin gets heavy and it gets to the point that we've lost our joy, we've lost our motivation, we've lost our fellowship, our relationship, and that don't come because God turns his back. It comes because we have filled our heart with some things that don't belong. It might be just a bunch of little trifling things, but it's sin against God, and it breaks that fellowship, and we don't like to admit that we've got ourselves in that position. It may be like me being a preacher. I should never be in that position, but I found myself there. You may be a teacher and say, well, I'm not never there. Well, you're already there. When you say you're not there, you're already there. Can I tell you that? Are you listening to me? But we find ourselves there, and we don't like to cough it up. Does anybody here like to repent? I don't say, wow, I get to repent today. No, I don't like, because there's things that come with that. There's remorse. There's guilt. And that's where David was right here. There were some things laying on him that he's crying to the Lord in desperation. Can I tell you tonight, he wasn't going out doing maybe a lot of things, but they was a desperate cry. We need to be honest with ourselves tonight and seek the fire that used to burn and the relationship that used to burn where sin has taken us away, and out of a desperate cry, be willing to confess the things that are blocking us inside. Whether it be a little bitterness, a little unforgiveness, whether it be a little things we have in our mind, little things we've hidden in our heart, little things we've said, maybe to our spouse that we ain't cleared up. Maybe some the feller years ago, he out west, he said he ran a little telegraph station, and he was trying to get through. There had been a storm, and he was kept tapping that telegraph, couldn't get through. And he went out there and looked, and there was an owl that had landed on the line, and when the lightning struck, it killed him, and he fell over. His feet was froze to one line, and he fell over and grounded out the other. He said, got a dead owl on the line. He said, I can relate to that. He said, sometimes we get an old dead owl on the line where something's come through and we don't want to climb up there and get shut of it, and there's little pet sins, little private sins, little things that took our mind away. You know, maybe little things on the phone, or maybe little thing we ought not listen to or ought not look at that we said ain't hurt us, and ain't, are we okay there? Little things just draw our attention away. Maybe you ought to check and see how many hours you spent on your phone this week. Maybe you ought to sit and see how long you've looked at that and compare that to your list of prayers that you've been praying this week and the time that you've prayed, that you've set it aside and gone on your face, or maybe all the minutes and hours that you spend on your phone, maybe you can apply that to all the verses and the number of verses that you've read and see what the difference is. And maybe then you can see that there's some things that we've hid in our heart that is really sin against God. And maybe, well, I didn't get on the phone. I didn't have time to Facebook or TikTok or Snapchat or any of that. I didn't have time for that. But you was maybe on the phone, maybe talking about your neighbor, or maybe he's on the phone talking about this or complaining about that, or maybe you just sat and had an old grouchy spirit that you let come on you, and just been an old nag, or just been right hateful and despisable. How do you ever get like that? You ever get a little short with people that you talk to and that you love dearly? You ever get a little short with them because you ain't right, and so you get a little short with them? You ever smart anybody off at a gas station or a store? You ever smart your kids off or smart your spouse off? I mean, we think none of that thing matters, but all them things build up and it causes a blockage between us and God, and we find ourselves knowing that God is not where He's supposed to be, and the power of God is not like it's supposed to be in our heart. And then we see that there's such a need of Him that in a desperate cry, we call out to God out of the depths, and I cry out to God, God, hear my voice. I need you to hear me. Yeah. Have you ever not prayed, God, I need you to hear me? Why would we have to holler at God if there weren't something blocking? Huh? If there weren't something in the way, why would we ever have to be desperate when we went to holler at Him? Can we just say, Father, yes? Why couldn't we do that? Well, sometimes when there's things in between, that's where we find ourselves. So when we look at verses 1 and 2, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let mine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. I need you to hear. Are you listening? Huh? We shouldn't have to do that with the Lord. Huh? He ain't deep. Huh? Are we okay? Are you understanding what I'm saying? And tonight, what we ought to do maybe We ought to look about maybe a little repentance coming our way instead of pretending that everything's okay or ignoring the things we know it ain't okay. See, there's sometimes we act like there's nothing wrong. And then there's sometimes we ignore what we know's wrong.
You're right.
We okay with that? Think about that tonight. See, we got to understand that sin is not going to let us be comfortable. Huh? Little sin don't hurt nobody, right? We all sin. Is that right? We all sin. We all sin every day, right? Talk to him, ain't that true? We all sin every day. Little sin ain't gonna hurt nobody. Little sin ain't gonna hurt nobody. Huh? Little snow don't hurt nobody. Right? Snow don't hurt nobody. Little snowflake out there, a little flurry of snow don't hurt nobody. Put enough of them together, lose all your power. Lose all, you can't go nowhere, you can't move forward. Huh? Everybody understand that? Can't move forward. No power. No warmth. No heat. Huh? When enough of them come together. I'm just telling you tonight, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Now remember where they're saying this at. They're walking to the temple. The song of degrees, the psalm of degrees, they're going to be in the presence of the Lord. And, wait a minute, I got to check up here. There's some things that ain't right in my heart. I'm going up there to worship the Almighty God at the temple. And I'm going to have to do some cleanup here. How many of us clean up before we come to church? We take a bath. Anybody here take a bath on Sunday morning or shower? Anybody here? Anybody here? How many people put on 6-day dirty clothes on Sunday? Huh? I always try to put on clean breeches and clean underwear, clean shirts. Huh? Don't you? I don't wear my work clothes to church. I don't. Never have. I don't wear my work clothes coming from behind the pulpit. Huh? Bad as I hate a tie, I tie my tie, button my collar, put my tie clasp on, I come up here and stand. I preached for it with my coat on for 3 years. Huh? Look just as nice as I can look. You know what that means? Nothing. Don't mean nothing. Because if the inside ain't clean, I come in to worship. I ought to be worried about how clean the inside is. David's getting ready to go down to the temple, or whoever the psalmist is here, he's going down to the temple. And everybody's going with him. We're going together. And he can't go the way he is. I can't worship the way I am. Let me ask you, is there any hindrances in your worship tonight? Is there anything hindering you from worshiping? When you come to church, did you come? Oh, man, I don't really feel like coming tonight. Did you not want to come to worship the Lord? Huh? Yeah, but my back hurts. Yeah, but it hurts if you stay home. Yeah, but my stomach's turning. Well, it'll turn at home. Huh? But I don't want to be around people. Well, you'll watch the TV and around people you don't know. Well, okay, maybe that's the problem. You come to church around people you know. Huh? You understand tonight, sometimes things are interfering with our worship. And we're ignoring it. We're ignoring the things that's blocking our prayer life. But then let's go on. That's enough of that repentance thing. That's verse 1 and 2 is repentance. But then when I look at verse 3 and 4, it starts to get a little better. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? See, when I look at verses 3 and 4, I don't see repentance. Now I see forgiveness. Because verse 4 then says, but there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. Lord, if you mark iniquities, there ain't nobody going to stand. Ain't nobody got a chance, Lord, if you go marking them. But boy, I sure am glad that there's forgiveness with you. Ain't you glad for that? When I cried to him, and I've got stuff in my mind and stuff in my heart that I know don't belong, that I know it don't belong, I'm glad that there's forgiveness with him. Huh? Ain't you glad for that? Man, if he would mark iniquities, if he'd mark them, huh? Think about that. You understand that. If he'd write them all down and lay them out in front of all of us, just of yours. Let's just deal with yours. Who volunteers? Who volunteers to let us unfold your life of sin? Who wants to volunteer? Be the first one. Unroll yours and look at yours. Got any takers tonight? Huh? I don't want mine. I want to go last. I want to go last. Huh? Nah, Lord, if you mark an evil, who's going to stand? Huh? I'm in a sad state. But boy, I sure am glad that there's forgiveness with thee. How many is glad tonight that there's forgiveness with him? Boy, I'm glad. Oh, when I can't cry out, when I'm so far deep and know that things ain't right, I'm glad that there's forgiveness with the Lord. I'm glad for that tonight. Think about that. When I look at that and see he finds forgiveness, it says, if thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Huh? Ain't that such a wonderful thing? See, there's an abundance of forgiveness with sin. And it don't matter what's been going on in your life or your mind. You know, with all the modern tools today, you don't have to go out and get you at a fair. You commit adultery right in your hand. Right in your hand. With all these devices that we have. Do you realize that? Huh? You don't have to mean mouth somebody yourself. You just read it and agree in your mind about what somebody else said about somebody. And it's just like you said it yourself. Are you listening to what I'm saying? But ain't you glad there's forgiveness? And there's forgiveness for anything. If you want forgiveness for adultery, can you find it? Ask David. Ask David if he found it. He found it for adultery. How about murder? He found it for a murder as well. What do you think about that? Ain't that wonderful that there's forgiveness for even murder and for adultery? Huh? He didn't shoot the arrows into your eye, but he set it all up and had it done. Huh? He was with your, he had Uriah killed and slept with Bathsheba, and then when he wrote that 51st Psalm and pleaded unto the Lord and asked the Lord to wash him, the Lord washed him clean with hyssop, and he had the faith in God. I'm glad there's forgiveness for that. How about lying? Huh? Anybody lie lately? Huh? Anybody lie lately? I'm glad there's forgiveness for lying. Huh? You don't believe it? Ask Abraham. That ain't my wife. That's my sister. And God says, it's my friend. This is my friend. Sound like they got on pretty good speaking terms after that. What do you think? Must have been some forgiveness, by the way. Huh? I know. I believe the Bible teaches we shouldn't drink. We shouldn't drink by a spoonful or by a gallon. I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. All right? But can I tell you, but what if you did take a nip? Well, do you think, can you find forgiveness for that? Oh, no. I'd have to ask Noah and see. As he laid out, passed out, and then God used him in a mighty way. Can I tell you that I'm just wanting you to understand there's forgiveness. I'm glad to take forgiveness for my sin. I repent. I cry to God out of the depths of the things that's in my heart and in my mind. And then wonderful mercy and grace comes in with forgiveness. And I'm forgiven. Huh? Think about that tonight. How about Anybody say any little dirty words? Huh? Surely nobody around here would say no dirty words. Nobody let anything slip and say there's some of them little dirty words ain't as bad as others they say. Huh? Ain't that what they say? I ain't gonna say that's what you say, I'm gonna say that's what they say. Okay? We okay?
Yeah.
You know? Well, what if we did let one slip? Now, as far as I believe and what I can see, when anything slips and filthy communication comes out of our mouth, I don't think my prayer line is clear. Okay? But what do I do? Well, I'm glad there's forgiveness. You say, well, how do you know? Why, it's Peter. Ask Peter after he threw a cussing tizzy by the far couple, three times there. And then God uses him for being. I'm just wondering, I'm not telling you ought to. I'm just telling you when we mess up, there's forgiveness. Are you understanding me? We ought not be living like that. But I'm glad that when them things do come on me, and I know I'm guilty, and I know it's there, and out of the depths I cry and repent unto God, I'm glad that there's forgiveness. For if he would mark an iniquity, nobody would stand. But I'm glad there's forgiveness with him. Ain't you?
Yeah.
Huh? And I believe tonight maybe we just ought to give up some stuff that we've been holding on to in our heart and some things that we've been trying to ignore that's in our life and letting it go. And where was we at? And we was at that funeral Friday. Me and Teddy and Rick was standing there talking. And I can tell you some tales about our trip Friday. Man, when you get some time, maybe I will. Me and Rick was together all day Friday. Anyway, but we got, for some reason, Teddy said something about crow, eating crow. And Rick, in his splendor and no smile, said, it's better warm. Are you listening? Crow's a lot better warm than this cold. You understand it, don't you? Huh? And I thought, boy, that's true. That's true. When I find myself that I slipped and I messed up, man, I need to get shut of it right there. Instead of ignoring it, how much have we ignored? How much have we neglected that's in our heart? Because we know our prayer life's changed. We know something's off. We know there's a little bit of power flicker there. We know there's the voltage ain't quite right. We know something's wrong. Are you following me? We need to pay attention. And go ahead and walk through the guilt and walk through the shame and find the forgiveness that's available. Because the forgiveness is abundant. There's plenty of mercy. There's plenty of grace. Just want you to understand that. And can I tell you that it's immediate? That the forgiveness is immediate? That there's no penance required? There's no penance. Are you listening to me? There's no penance required. Ain't that a blessing? Man, we all ought to just shout right there. There's no penance required. I can find forgiveness and whew, it's done. It's gone. Huh? Think about that. He's great. He's great tonight. But then let's look on. We've looked at repentance. We've looked at forgiveness. We okay tonight? But see, but there's a cost. There's a cost. Verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in His Word do I hope. Now that's wonderful. We got it. I'm glad I got my Bible. When I've sinned and I found forgiveness, I got my Bible to scotch me up, to hold me up. But He said, I'm waiting on the Lord. What's He waiting on? He's waiting on restoration. Let me tell you something. We get away from the Lord, things get a little cold. We repent, He cleans up, we're forgiven with no penance. But everything ain't restored right at the moment. we've wounded ourselves. We've crippled ourselves, and we're waiting a minute. Now, we're not waiting to be judged. We're not waiting to be chastened. We're not waiting for a second blessing. But for some reason here, David, or whoever the psalmist is, he said, I wait for the Lord. Now, he done said there was forgiveness. He done showed there was repentance. He done said there was forgiveness. Now I'm waiting, and I'm just going to go ahead and have His Word. And His Word, I'm going to hope. Because I know it's going to be all right. See, we take His book, and we know it's okay. See, here's, maybe I can explain it like this. We've done something wrong. Then we repent, and we wonder, did He really forgive me? Is it okay now? Am I okay now? And I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on Him. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Have you ever done something really stupid? And you know better. I mean, you didn't even give an advice, brother. Don't do that. Don't go there. Don't say that. Don't do that. And then you do it, and you say, you idiot. And you cry out to God, and you know God forgives you, and you hope in His Word, and you find where He forgives and cleanses, and you know that. But you don't know whether you believe it or not. That He's done His part, and we wait. We wait on the Lord. That makes sense to you tonight? And then we look up here at verse 6. How anxious are you? My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Man, I'm waiting. I'm at restoration. That when I know that fire is burning. Huh? See, let me tell you something. You do something wrong, you have something built up, it weighs on you, you repent, God forgives you. You don't want to jump up and testify. Do you? No, you're ashamed. I don't deserve. I'm waiting. You don't want to call. That's the one day you don't want to call on to pray. Right? No. Oh, man. I've been messed up. I'm just trying to get clean with God. Don't call on me, preacher. Don't call on me. Pray today. You not ever been there? Huh? You not ever been there? You never been, oh, God, don't. Give me a virus so I don't have to go teach my class today. Huh? Huh? Is that not true? Oh, I don't want to face the people. Huh? I can't wait till I know that fire is burning back inside and I know we're walking together. Am I making sense to you tonight? Huh? Listen to me this evening. This is what we need. What we need. But look how much encouragement's there. See, because I have patience now. I had repentance and forgiveness. That brings me patience because I've got to wait. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord like somebody, like the watchman, waiting on the morning. I'm anxious. I hope it was okay. Huh? I've done things I had no business doing, said things I had no business saying. Huh? Time to get up in this pulpit and say, God, will there be any power? Will there be any power? I know You've forgiven me. I know what Your Word says. I've read Your Word. I believed Your Word. I've trusted Your Word. But is there going to be any power when I stand there? I'm waiting, anxious, waiting. Huh? So you may not live like that, but I'm just an old, dirty, filthy sinner that got saved and have a lot of problems with flesh. I don't know about you. Still fight it every day. Huh? I know it may come a shock to you, but I ain't perfect. I know it's going to come a shock to you, but I do wrong about every millisecond. Huh? Not every second, every millisecond. We okay tonight. But then there's something else. We'll quit. See that waiting on the Lord, waiting on the fellowship, that sweet time. See, we can relate this to your spouse. If you argue with your spouse, Now, there's sometimes they's make-up time. But there's sometimes you just got to go sit by yourself. Is that right? Hey, sometimes you go to your room. Because the fellowship is a little touchy. Forgiveness is there. Anybody know what, any couples here know what I'm talking about? Think about it. We fix it, we repent, we're forgiven, and we know we're forgiven. We read the Word, it encourages us that we're forgiven. And we kind of just go slip out on the porch and wait. I told you about the man that stayed fit and trim, married for years. And he said, How do you stay fit and trim? He said, well, just from a long life of marriage. And he said, well, what does that have to do with marriage? He said, well, me and my wife don't fight. He said, well, I don't understand that. How do you get by with that? He said, when I know things ain't right, I throw my hat in the door. If she throws it back out, I go for a long walk. And I stay fit, and there's no trouble in the home. So he must have been walking a long time. Huh? Waiting. Listen to me tonight. I'm glad there's plenty of forgiveness. But we got to look at our heart. We got to examine ourselves. And we got to look at ourselves. I long for the fire. I long for the burning in the church. I long for the Holy Ghost doing what He's done in the past. I long for the move of God on us tonight. Do you long for that? Talk to me. Do you long for that again? Then somewhere something's blocking. It's got to be in our heart. Huh? Because if I used to do it and take part in it and the Holy Ghost started, and I can't now, it ain't your fault. It's what I've got harbored in my heart. Everybody understand? If I'm not getting the same blessing out of the song I used to, it's what's in my heart. If that song don't stir me, if that scripture don't stir me, it's not nothing wrong with the song or the scripture. It's what I've got harbored in here that I've neglected and ignored. And then I come and seek forgiveness. And then I'm patient as I wait. Huh? But then let's look here and we'll quit here. Look at verse 7. Well, now we see the confident. It says, let Israel hope in the Lord. Look at this next phrase. For with the Lord, there's mercy. That'll build your confidence tonight. Huh? Won't that build your confidence? For with the Lord, there's mercy. Man, I'm glad there's mercy tonight. That builds my confidence. It don't give me a license to do wrong. But boy, it sure helps me to know that when I've repented and found forgiveness, and though I'm waiting, there's mercy available. Huh? It's good mercy. It's abundant mercy. Man, it's full mercy. He says, and with Him there's plenteous. I love Him. Abundance and plenteous words. Huh? Don't you like Him? And with Him is plenteous redemption. And He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Confidence tonight. Tells us to hope in the Lord. Why? Well, we got verse 5. In the Word do I hope. I'm hoping in the Lord. I'm hoping in His Word. And there's plenteous redemption. Somewhere tonight, we're going to have to let the Lord cleanse us. Cheryl, you go to piano. This thing cleansed me. Clark, let me ask you tonight. Think we can get serious enough, maybe. Maybe we surely came for revival, but wouldn't it be all right if we just done it every day for a while? But just go ahead and search your own self out, and all the things we've been ignoring and all the things we've been neglecting, just go ahead and get shut of it. Wouldn't that be okay if we done that? Why don't we start tonight and let the Lord deal with us just like it does in this scripture this evening. Let's sing right now. You ready?
Every day, I might get a little close, right? Love you. See you later.